Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back again into your countries, homes, wherever that you're at, in motel rooms, wherever. Just lifting up the name of Jesus. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ. Thank God for each and every listener out there, and just pray that God will bless you. So if you want to be a part of this service, we'll call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll open the lines up to you here just to obey the Lord. And got a King James Version Bible. That's what we're studying out of. It's what we preach out of. So that's what we refer. So call in on 310-742-1759. We'll put you on the line here with us just to obey the Lord. So I see we've got a call in here. So let me get the line up here and open up here for him. Uh, 918, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at. 696.
Yeah. Come in there and... Hello, brother. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing there, brother?
This is Brother Brandon. I'm sure that you got another 918 listener on there. That's my mother. Amen.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, we got her on there. We sure have. We appreciate her coming on there and listening to us there. So let me get these other two on here, and then we'll get you to obey the Lord there, brother. I mean, let me check and see if she's got anything she'd like to say or testimony or anything.
You just talk right on to her, brother.
Okay. Sister Branham?
Yes.
We're glad to have you on here with us tonight. So thank God for you. You got a testimony or something you'd like to say there before we get your son to come on and obey the Lord?
Just that I love the Lord, and I want to serve him, and
Amen.
I'm thankful. And that.
Amen. Well, we're thankful,
Amen.
Too, and we're thankful that you're on here with us tonight. Just praise the Lord
Thank
for you. Let me see who this other is here, then we'll get you to obey the Lord there. Is that you, Sister Rochelle?
Yes, hi, Brother Yearwood. How are you and everyone?
Oh, I'm blessed. How you doing there, sister?
I'm doing fine. I'm blessed, too. I just hope everyone's doing fine and everyone's feeling okay. I think my daughter might be trying to call in. If you have another call coming in, Elena.
She called in there, we'll open the line up to her there. So let me get Brother Samuel. He's got church services starts at 7 o'clock. And he's out in Oklahoma. So we got him from Oklahoma and North Carolina already called in here tonight. So we thank God for that. So we're looking for some more call in. So, Brother Brandon, just go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
Well, praise God, praise God. Well, we're glad to be back with you this evening, amen. Yeah, we have services tonight at 7 o'clock, and we're just blessed to be pastoring over here at Pleasant Valley, amen, Free Holdings Church. You know, God's an awesome God. That's my wife singing. And
we're
a little God, praise God. I hope that song blessed you. Amen. Glory be to God. Brother Yearwood had mentioned what the subject is going to be on there in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17. I thought, you know, he said, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." I thought, you know, we need to come out from among the world and be separate. I thought, you know, God's people are to be a sanctified people. We are a royal priesthood. I thought, you know, we're not to act like the world or be like the world. When God saved us, He cleaned us up. And I thought, you know, it's left up to us to work towards that sanctification and to stay clean and to stay holy. And I thought, you know, we are to come out from among the world. And I thought, you know, he made us a light for him. Amen. Glory be to God to shine the light towards Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm glad that we can be a light unto the world. Amen. Glory be to God. I thought, in this time and day and age, we see so much that's filtering into the church world. And I thought, you know, what the Bible said was sin 50 years ago, it's still sin today. What the Bible says it's still sin 30 years ago, it's still sin today. It don't mean that we can compromise with the world, amen, and expect to get into heaven. I thought, you know, I thought I was talking to somebody today, and I thought, you know, we got talking about being saved and what it is to be saved and to feel the goodness of God and to feel the love of God. And I thought, you know, we need to come out from the one among the world and be separate. Glory be to God. I thought, you know, they kind of say, well, look at those square heads that's going to church Sunday morning and going to church Sunday night and midweek service, amen. I don't know about you, glory be to God, but I'm preparing to leave this world. Amen. When it said to come out, let me tell you, when the trump of God sounds, I'm going to leave this world. If my body is 6 foot under, amen, when the trump of God sounds, Brother Yearwood, glory be to God, I thought, my, amen, when the trump of God sounds, them graves is going to burst open, and you talking amen. About coming out, amen, I'm going to be coming out of that grave, if I'm 6 foot under, or if I'm alive, I'm going to be ascending up within a twinkling of an eye. Amen, let me tell you, Jesus is about to return on the, oh, glory be to God, and we need to be prayed up, packed up, and ready to go, amen, glory be to God. I thought that maybe I'm getting a little stirred this evening, glory be to God, but I'm looking to have church tonight, amen, we're looking to, amen, prepare to leave this old world, amen, glory be to God. I thought for surely we're serving a God that is able to deliver, we're serving a God that is able to save, we're serving a God that's able to sanctify, we're serving a God that is able to fill with the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We're serving a God that's able to heal. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm getting ready to leave this world. Amen. Glory be to God. I thought Jesus is real. Amen. Well, Brother Yearwood, I'm gonna turn it back to you. Amen. We gotta get around and get dressed and go to church. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm a little stirred this evening. Amen. I'm ready to have church tonight. Amen. I guess, you know, I get to thinking about the goodness of God. Hey, let me tell you something. We're serving a God that's able to deliver. We're serving a God. We're serving an almighty God. Let me tell Amen. You, he spoke us into existence. Amen. He breathed into us. Oh, come on. He breathed into us the life. The Bible says he breathed into the breast of the nostrils. And man became a living I better cut it off. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, Brother Yearwood, I'm glad that God was able to bring each other's across each other's path. Amen. You're
Amen.
Doing a good job spreading the gospel out, and it is amazing what God can do. And we're gonna shut up right there. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're sure glad you come on there and obeyed the Lord there, brother. We appreciate you and appreciate the wonderful song that the wife prayed there. And if you'd like to tell the location of your church, why, go ahead and tell it there. Maybe somebody out in there want to come and be with you.
Well, our church, if you're familiar with Oklahoma, and if you're familiar with Stillwell, Oklahoma is, when you come into Stillwell, Oklahoma, you take Highway 100 going west and go about 10 miles. The church is a country church. It sits on the right-hand side of the road, or the north side of the road. Amen. It's on the north side. It sits on a hill. We're just a small country church. And while I'm at it, Brother Bill Roundtree will be preaching for us tonight. We got him to preach for us tonight. Amen. Brother Bill has been preaching for 54 years. I believe he's 84 now, and he's been preaching for 54 years now. And I was, like I was telling you earlier, Brother Yearwood, he still preaches like he's about 45 years old or something like that. I mean, God has been good to this man. And then on December 31st, amen, Brother, Brother Johnny, I can't think of their last name, but anyhow, they are called Reborn, and Johnny Russell is his name. Brother Johnny Russell and Reborn will be with us January 31st, December 31st, at a watch service. It starts at 8 o'clock and at 8 p.m., and we're going on through midnight, and we're going to be singing and shouting the old year out and the new year in. Amen. No better place than to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
God's an awesome God, Annie. Amen.
Yes,
we're serving a God
Amen.
That's able. We're serving a God. You know, this the God that we're serving, amen, he created us. He spoke us into existence. He's our Father. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm stirred this evening for some reason. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, that's our announcements over here and over here in Oklahoma. And if you live close to us, and I'm sure if my mother is listening, she's going to be at church tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And I thought we're serving a God that's an awesome God. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to turn it back to you.
Okay, we sure appreciate you. Appreciate you coming on there, yeah? Your mother's listening, so I'm going to get her to testify there then before she leaves and goes to church there. So,
Brother Yearwood?
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sure that my mother is listening. And so if you would ask her to give the testimony of how God healed me and everything, I'm sure she will.
Okay, I'll do it. What is her first name?
Wanda.
Okay, Sister Wanda. Hello, Sister Wanda. Sister Random. I don't know what's going on there. She's still on there, brother, but I'm not getting her to hear me.
I don't know.
Hello, anybody hearing me?
I think I hear her cried.
Sure.
Mom, you there? I don't know, Brother Yearwood, is she still on there?
Yeah, her number is still on here. 918-575. And I don't ever call out the last four numbers.
Okay. I don't know. She might have had a shouting spell.
She might have had. Praise the Lord. Well, maybe if she don't come in there and tell us today, maybe she can come back in next week and tell us the testimony there.
I'm gonna call her home phone right now. Go on, Brother Yearwood.
Okay. All right. Sister Rochelle?
Hello?
You got anything you want to say and obey the Lord there? Oh, okay. That's your mother.
That's my mother,
Wanda?
There.
Sister Wanda?
Yes.
You want to tell us the testimony of how the Lord healed Brother Branham?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, yes, I would.
Okay, go ahead and give us that testimony there.
All right, he wasn't very old. And he was having seizures, and his mind was affected. And we were going to a little church around here called Rocky Mountain. And I went to Sunday school that morning, and I asked the church if I brought Sam at night, would they pray for him? And of course, they said yes. So I took him to church that night, and I took him up there and sat on the altar with him. And they gathered around me, but there was a man by the name of Bill Bennett. He had the gift of healing. And they started praying
amen.
For Sam. Pardon? And they started
amen. Go
praying.
Ahead there.
Yes. And I started feeling a feeling in my feet, and it was just like a tingling feeling, and it just went completely all over me, and it was the Spirit of the Lord. But I left this out. Sam didn't sleep. He wouldn't sleep. He would just, all night long, he'd be awake, and he would not sleep. Well, I told him that night when they prayed for him, you know, that he wouldn't sleep. And after they got through praying for him, I went back there and sat down, and that baby went to sleep. I laid him down on the seat, and he slept all through church, and he slept of a night. The Lord healed him of that, and he also healed him of his seizures, and he just healed him. And I am so thankful because they had told me that his mind was, you know, wouldn't be right. But he's right. The Lord healed him. And that is true. That is honestly, God healed Sam Brannon. And I am so thankful. That's my testimony.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. We sure appreciate that. I tell you what. God's in the healing business, and we know it, and we're believing him that he's going to do a lot more, and we're expecting more healings even on our radio broadcast here. We're believing God to reach out and touch the people and heal them and make them whole, and we're just giving God all the praise and all the glory for each and everything that he does there. So we thank God for that testimony there tonight. Sister, appreciate you coming on and being with us, sir. And you can stay in here and listen all you want to there and just enjoy the service with us, sir. But we don't want to hinder you from going to church with Brother Sam. So you can just be much in prayer for us. And every Tuesday night, why, call in here and be in here with us. And if you got any prayer requests or testimonials you want to make, why, feel free to do it.
I've been listening. I enjoyed this. I know God can heal. He's a healing God.
Yes, he is
a God that can do anything, and I appreciate him. And I'll
Amen. Well, I see. If you got the internet, you can go back and listen to this service anytime you want to. Any of them, Mary.
I'll have to go down to Sam's. I don't have one anymore. But
okay, well,
thank you.
Go down to Brother Sam's and get him to get it up there and you can listen to it there.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you. We thank you.
God bless you. Uh-huh.
And, okay, anybody out there want to be a part of this service, call in on 310-742-1759. We'll call in and get right on here with us. We'll open the lines up to you. If you got a King James Version Bible and you speak the word of truth, why, we'll open you up and turn you on. So we just thank God for each and every one that called in and listening to the broadcast. So go ahead and call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you on the line here with us just to obey the Lord. So we're going to have a song right now, so just worship the Lord with us there as we get another song up here, and just thank God for the songs. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
You're running out of oil. You're running out of the Spirit of God. Backsliders, you still have your lamp, but it's gone from. You need to come back, amen, to the Father's house. You'll find the God where you left him. You'll find the table that you got up from the King of God's house. He's here. The Holy Ghost is here. He's talking to the members of this church. He's talking to every priest in this place. You know where you are. You know what your lifestyle is like. You know where you are with God.
Brother Branham, I know who holds the tomorrow.
God is saying, quit focusing on your problems. Quit worrying about what you're in. And turn and look unto me and begin to worship me.
God said it, I believe it. That settles everything. God said it, I believe it. That settles everything. God said it, I believe it. That settles everything. He was gone before, he's gone right now. He'll always be.
Omega, the beginning and the end. He's Jireh, my provider.
I'll put my trust in him.
He's Jehovah, the Almighty.
He's King of all the kings. God said it, I believe it. That settles everything. God said it, I believe it. That settles everything. God said it, I believe it. That settles everything. God said it, I believe it. That settles everything. Before he's gone right now, he'll always be the same.
There's turmoil all around us, and the fear don't look good. But the God that lives within me, says he takes me through the fire and the flood. He controls the whole universe, so I'll let my praises ring. God said it, I believe it, that settles everything.
God said it, I believe it, that settles everything.
Because the God of glory has put his mind in you.
God said it, I
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. I always get these two names right here mixed up. This is that was Brother Branham that just got done singing there, and so I'm always calling Brother Samuel Branham. So they're real close names there. Praise the Lord.
I've been mistaken to be kin to him, but no, it's two different things. Yeah.
Amen. Okay.
Ours is Brannon, B-R-A-N-N-O-N.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, both of them are good, fine folks in God. So, 706, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, Brother Lord, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling from there full gospel, trying to get this phone to work right tonight. And it's just aggravating me tonight. But we're going to make it, ain't we? Praise the Lord. How y'all doing?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to make it by the Lord's help, that's for sure. And
Amen.
Just go ahead and obey the Lord there. I know your minutes are running out there, brother. So God bless you. And,
yeah, I'm so praying for him here. Yeah. First of all, I want to say that I love the Lord and thank the Lord for everything, you know. And invite everyone that's listening in the North Georgia area to come on out and be with us at the Christmas play Sunday night. We're giving out presents to the kids that ain't got nothing, and you don't have to be a member there. And we just have a good time in the Lord. And that's in Vornell, Georgia there. It ain't hard to find Vornell Cedar Street there, praise God. And if anybody needs a call or anything, they just call me at 706-847-1546. I'm trying to learn this new number. But I just want to say I love the Lord and thank you for what he does. I reckon we're talking about the night come out for the monks and be you a separated people, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I was trying to learn how to work in text message on this phone easily. But, you know, that's what's wrong with it. You know, down there at the bottom of it, it says, I say, come on, number 17, it says, wherefore come out from amongst them and be ye separated. Separated, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. You know, Brother Lord, there's a lot of people ain't got enough of knowledge and wisdom of the Lord to know what the unclean things are, praise God. They just handle anything, and they'll do anything, and they'll go, you know, they'll do anything. They don't wait upon the Lord for it, and they don't even know. The Bible says, know them that you labor amongst, you know. And not to handle the unclean things. I believe it's talking about idols and things like that, you know, and just don't handle stuff that's going to corrupt your mind and handle stuff that's going to, you know, make you deport, separate the Lord, you know. But we got to come out from amongst the world and be a separated people and act like Christ. If we want to say that we're Christ, we need to act like Christ, praise God. And number 18, it says, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my son and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. You know, that's a pretty good thing out there. You know, I rejoice that I'm his son, praise God. I've got, and when he left a will, you know, Brother Lord. A lot of people, they leave a will for their children. Well, when Jesus was crucified, he left us a will, praise God. Because John 14, he said, I'm going away to prepare a mansion for you, praise God. And that's what I'm looking for. And, you know, but we've got to come out from amongst them and be separated, not handle the unclean things and cleave to him and him only. Then, you know, then we'll see a big change in this life, you know, and this world will be a whole lot better off, praise God. But that's what we got to do. We got to come out from amongst them and be a separated people, praise God. But I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Lord. I thought I'd call in and say a few words, you know, praise God. And like I say, I got to get my phone situated and try to get something down on this thing because it's just a hindrance to me. But I hope to see y'all Sunday night there. Then we're going to have New Year watch service. I think it's going to start at 8 or 9 o'clock, praise God. But that's on the 31st, praise God. Then we're, you know, having a Christmas program. Like I say, you know, main thing is if you're lost and you never tried Jesus and you never don't know what a watch service is or you don't know what a Christmas was all about, you know, come and be with us and we'll try to enlighten you that the love that Jesus Christ had towards you, each and every one of us, you know. And I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Lord.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Brother Billy. Yeah, the Lord's willing, don't happen. We're going to be there Sunday morning, weekends, and Sunday night, too. And we're planning on being there, excuse me, New Year's Eve watch service weekends there, too. So.
Praise the Lord.
We'll be there Sunday morning, Lord's willing. I reckon I'll be a ministering Sunday morning down there. So just keep us in your prayers and just pray that God will give us the word that we need.
Amen. That's
what it's all about. We just need the word that God needs us to have, and that's all we need and nothing else. So thank
Amen.
God for that. We're going to go to another song here, brother. We appreciate you calling
right,
in
well,
there.
We'll see you Sunday then.
Okay, if you can stay in there, well, go ahead. If you can't, well, we understand too. So God bless you, and we love you, and we'll see you. And Lord willing, that don't happen Sunday morning.
All right, then. God bless
you. God bless.
What kind of man Jesus is? He's a holy man.
He's a holy man.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate them wonderful songs there, so just thank God for them. So if you want to be a part of this service this evening, well, call in on 310-742-1759. We'll put you online here with us just to obey the Lord. So I want to let Betty go ahead and turn our prayer request in now, and then we'll take them before the Lord, and then we'll try to obey God here in a few minutes. So stay tuned to us and help us pray over these prayer requests. There's some of them real urgent there, so they need a miracle from God. So we'll go ahead there.
I just want to say that it's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, reaching the world for Christ, trying to get a lost soul saved, and we're just asking everyone to pray for all those that need salvation. And we just want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we want to say God bless, and we're wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. So I'm going to read the prayer request off. We got quite a few here, and some of them's real urgent. Well, all of them's special in God's eyes, so we need to pray over every one of them. Brother Kevin Miller just contacted us, and he's got infection in both legs, and he's got three children to take care of. So his wife passed away, so he's really needing prayer. He's needing to go into the hospital, but he keeps putting it off because he probably hasn't got nobody to watch the children. So lift him up to God for a healing. Let's remember Tommy and Gary that have lung cancer. Both of them need miracles. Tim Dittmer, he needs prayer. He'll be having surgery on his knee January the 23rd. And his wife, Gladys Dittmer, that comes on here with us, she's in the nursing home recovering from a fall. She broke her hip. They had to do a total replacement on her hip. And she's had other things wrong with her, infection and all that. So she's really needing God to move for her. They're still not letting her put no weight on it. I think she said the other day another 3 to 6 months that she can't bear no weight down. So just remember her. And we want to ask everyone to pray for their two children that need God, Brian and Chelsea. And Gloria needs strength. Gladys says to pray for her blood levels to be normal. Sandra Crawford has been in a lot of pain, needing God to touch her. Let's still remember to pray for Elena, that is Sister Rochelle's daughter that had surgery. We're just asking God to just continue to touch her body. And Sister Rochelle needs healing in her eye, in her right eye, in her retina, and her hip also needs healing. And we need to pray for all the firefighters and for all the people that are still up in Gatlinburg working. I heard yesterday that some of them were going home, I guess, for Christmas, but there's still a lot of work to be done up there. So let's just pray for all those that are working up in there, and just pray that God will touch the ones that have lost their loved ones and lost their homes, lost their businesses. Lilietta Markham, she was supposed to be having a colon test, and so she wants everyone to pray for her. And Sister Dolores Garcia, she had a cousin to die and left three small children behind. So let's pray for that family. They're really needing a touch. And little Noah needs prayer. He's having tests done. And Mr. Mashburn, he's going through chemo. So he really needs God to touch him, and they found out that he's anemic. Madison Simon says to keep her grandpa in prayers. He had a heart attack. Let's remember Brother Ronnie Miller that's got cancer. Let's remember Ezekiel and Daniel and Samuel. And let's remember Brother Eddie, and he's been having back problems, so let's remember that. And his wife, she had a wreck. Let's just remember that whole family and their grandchildren. Sister Debbie Sample still needs our prayers. Brother John's daughter has a tumor on her brain, needs God to move on that. And just pray for Brother John because he's been working a lot of overtime. Pray for strength. Jim and Patty needs prayer. Jim has cancer and has been taking chemo. Let's pray for my brother Larry. He's got 5 ulcers on his leg. And his toes and his legs are turning black. And the doctor said that he needs vascular surgery. And I think they're going to do that next month, so just pray for him. Brother Raymond and Sister Tommy Sue Harness needs healing in their body. Shonda needs healing in her knee. Fred Alexander needs healing in his body. Had to have his foot removed. Marilyn Ledford is having hip surgery. Carolyn Gibson needs healing. And Stephanie Keeler, she's back up in UT Hospital. That's Brother Billy Keeler that comes on here with his sister-in-law. And she's got infection all through her body, and she's got bed sores that are down to the bone. So she's really needing a miracle. She's got diabetes real bad. They did get her moved down closer to us to where we could go visit with her and pray with her, so we thank God for that. Jerry Luther had surgery on his arm. Just remember him. He's got a lot of health problems. And just remember us as we go Sunday for Lloyd Ray to preach at Barnell Full Gospel, that they'll be souls saved and people set free and delivered and healed. And let's pray for all the persecuted Christians worldwide. I heard today that there's 2 more pastors that have been arrested and put in jail for preaching the gospel. That's overseas. And let's just pray that somehow or another that God will work it out to where they get out and don't have to die for being a Christian. Let's pray that they get out to where they can win more lost souls. And let's pray for all the people in the prisons and the nursing homes and people just out there needing God, you know. Let's remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Let's pray for our president that God really touches him, and we're praying for salvation for his whole family, and pray that he'll be able to lead the country like he should. And let's just remember a baby named Jesse. He's having heart problems, and he's a newborn, and he had a cleft lip. So the family is saying that he really needs a miracle. The doctors aren't expecting him to live. So let's pray that God will raise this baby up for his glory. And Dean Hopper, he needs prayer tonight. And let's just remember all the people listening out there. I know that they have many needs. Brenda Braswell, she has a praise report. We've been praying for this lady on here for some time now. And she said, don't tell me that God don't answer prayers. My blood platelets are all up. Doctor said it's looking like the treatment is working. She's been taking chemo. Only from one treatment, the doctor said it looks like it's looks like she's doing real good. And he was excited to hear that she was going to be singing Wednesday, and he's going to come hear her sing. So she's really proud about that. Kay McRae, she's got cellulitis in her legs, and She's got a bad UTI. Daniel Friend's been in a lot of pain. Needs God to touch him and also his mother-in-law. Jim Ricketts has the fast kind of leukemia. Needs a miracle. Samuel Brennan, he needs healing. He's went for tests. He'll find the results out on Friday, and we're believing that everything's going to be okay. And remember his wife. She lost her dad last week. Remember the Wanda Watson family. She passed away. Tim Hall needs a miracle in his heart. Doctor said the whole backside of his heart is dead. We know the miracle worker, and let's just remember to pray for evangelist Tim Hall. Greg Pierce had knee surgery today. Sissy Cribbs has to pray for her mother-in-law. She fell and broke her arm and just getting over a knee surgery. She broke the arm plumbing too, so she's needing God to move on that, and she's going to be having surgery next Wednesday. Bill Sitzler, our neighbor, he's still needing healing in his body. Marcella Godbold said she has some unspoken requests. And let's remember the family of Frank Moses. He died
Friday or Saturday.
He died Friday or Saturday. So let's remember that family. Let's remember Amy and Jacob, Gilbert and their children. Amy's having some health problems right now, so just asking God to touch her. So I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Let's take all these prayer requests to the Lord. And you out there that we didn't have the request that you got, but God knows all about it.
Amen.
So we're just going to pray and believe God is going to touch every request and deal with them on his own way. So let's all go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus,
God,
we come in agreement
Jesus,
right now. Father, Lord, we lift these
we're
people up to you
God
right now, Father.
God,
Lord, just asking you, God, that you want
to
move,
God.
Father, Lord. There's nothing, God, we know that's too hard for you, Lord. All
right
you got to do is speak
broadcast.
The word, God, and you can heal them that's sick and afflicted. And Lord, them, God, that's lost and on their way to devil's hell, Father, we pray, Lord, that you will convict them, God, Lord, that you will arrest them, Lord, that you will save them, God, and sanctify them and fill them with the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, each and every one, God, that we know, Lord, that you know who they are and you know what the need is of each and every one of them. Father, we just pray, Lord, that you will reach down, God, Lord, that you will touch them, Lord, meet every need, God, and every request. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
God,
we give you the praise and the glory and honor for
it.
In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. In
Jesus'
name, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you're out there and want to be a part of this service, well, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll open the line up to you and just all obey the Lord together and worship the Lord in spirit and truth because he seeks. It's one to worship him in spirit and in truth. There's no other way tonight that we can worship God but only in the spirit and in the truth. So we're going to be coming out of 2 Corinthians tonight, the 6th chapter, and we're going to be starting in verse 14. So as Betty reads this, why, just join us and read it with us, and we'll just be able to say when there's a service is over with that it's been good to be in the presence of God. You know, and I thank God tonight for this opportunity and for this service. You know, I tell you, I believe God is here doing the work in this day and time that he have got us in. All we got to do is just be obedient to him and take his word for what he says. And this is his word. It's not Lord Yearwood, but this is God's word. This has been written over 2,000 years ago, and I just praise the Lord for it. So we're going to have her read right now in 2 Corinthians 6th chapter, starting in verse 14.
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness?
Praise God. You know, right there it's in, be not unequal yoke together with unbelief. You know, it seems like this day and time that there's a lot of people, they want to just get themselves yoked up with something. It don't matter what it is, but I'm here to tell you tonight that God's Word declares that we don't equally yoke ourselves up together with unbelief. We better be in the righteousness of God if we ever want to have peace. You know, if you join yourself up to a harlot and you're a child of God, you're not going to have no peace of God, because that harlot is going to fight against you all the time. The spirit of Satan is a warfare against the spirit of God, but God has got more power than Satan has. But he's telling us you're not to be equal yoked together. I'm here to tell you tonight, praise God, that the word tells us right here. It says, for what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteous? There's no fellowship. You can't join yourselves together with unrighteous and be at peace. Because, as I was saying there a while ago, they're a warfare against each other. One's pulling one way and one's pulling another way. And there's no peace there. But it goes on and talk to us on down through here a little bit further. But right here it says, and what communion have light with darkness? You know, praise God, I believe the light tonight will shine through the darkness, and it will turn everything dark. I believe it will turn it to the light if they're willing to receive the light. You know, that's what we first got to do, is to separate ourselves. I'm going to let her read again here before I get ahead of myself here. Praise God. Hallelujah.
And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he with that believeth with an infidel?
Praise God. You know, the infidel is a warfare against the powers of God. And they're going to stand against the power of God. But, you know, I thank God tonight that we have the power over him. If we'll just only be obedient and study out what God's word tells us and be the righteous. You know, there ain't no way that the righteousness can have any fellowship with the darkness. I believe the word teaches us over there that the darkness will disappear when the light comes on. And, you know, when the light of God comes into our life, the darkness that's in there, it has to move out, because there's no room for Satan to live in there if God is in there. And I thank God tonight, I'll praise God, that if we'll just only be obedient to him and come unto to the Lord and search out the scriptures, you know, and find out what the scriptures is talking about, we can't be equal yoked together with unbelief. And I'm going to let her read again there. Praise God.
And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Praise God. Hallelujah. See right there in that verse 16, it says, and what agreement have the temple of God with idols? You know, praise God. I'm so thankful tonight that I know that there's no agreement with God in the idols, with our idols. But for ye are the temple of the living God. You know, praise God. If we're the temple of the living God, like the word tells us, then we're not going to have fellowship with the idols. You know, we need to separate ourselves and come out from amongst the world and be separate, praise God. I tell you, the word's going to tell us that on down through here. And if we'll do that, then we'll be obedient unto the presence and to the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank God tonight, hallelujah, that the Word tells us right here. Let me read that again in the verse 16. And what agreement have the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God have said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Praise God. You know, if God's walking in us and he's talking in us, then we're going to know that we are a separate people. Then we can know that he will be our God. I tell you tonight, people, out there, it's time that people that confesses that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, it's time that they separate themselves from this world and the things of this world. We're not supposed to have a desire to be of this world. If we got a desire to be of this world, then God's Word tells us over there in little John that we never knew him. You know, I tell you, it's something we've got to know, that we know the Lord Jesus Christ, and we got to separate ourselves from the sins of this world. We can't be a part of this world and be of him. We cannot walk with him and with the world, too. We're going to have to separate ourselves one with the other. I tell you tonight, praise God, I want to separate myself from this world and all the things that are in this world, because that's all going to pass away one day. The only thing that's going to stand, and that is the Word of God, and that is Jesus Christ. And if he's our God, then he's telling us that he's going to be, we can be his people, and we're going to have to come out from amongst them. Oh, praise God, I'm telling you tonight, this is a time in the air that we now live in that we need to really check up ourselves and see where we stand with him. Oh, praise God. I'm going to let her read again there in verse 17.
Wherefore, come out from amongst them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Amen. Praise God. Wherefore, come out from amongst them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. You know, tonight, praise God, we got people that's out there that's confessing that the Lord is their Savior, but they're wanting to handle every ungodly thing, every ungodly talk, every language that they want to handle, how they want to handle it and still confess to be a Christian. I tell you, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to hear your filthy talk. I don't want to hear the blackguardish language that the people has, because I had a preacher one time. I worked with him. He said he was a preacher, and he talked every kind of ungodly word that could be talked. And I told him, I said, brother, you offend me in your language. He said, oh, he said, don't you think if I was wrong, God would condemn me? He said, I've been preaching for so many years. And I thought, well, I've not been preaching that many years, but I know the Spirit of God. It convicts me to hear you talk that kind of a talk, and you tell me that you're trying to lead people to the Lord. The darkness cannot lead somebody into the light. It takes the light of God to lead the darkness and to expel the darkness. I tell you, when the light comes in, the darkness cannot comprehend it. It has to disappear, and I thank God tonight. If you're wherever that you're at right now, if you're in the dark place, if you flip the switch off, are you going to be in the dark there? And whenever you flip the switch back on, the darkness will leave and the light will come back. And that's the way it is with God's people tonight. If they've got God in their life, they ain't supposed to have darkness. And they cannot have darkness. Jesus said that he was in the world but not of the world. He was tempted by all points and views, even as we're tempted, but yet without not sin. And that's what he's telling us. We cannot be sinned and having sin in our life and be pleasing unto him. He said, come out from amongst them and touch not the unclean things of this world. And I'm telling you tonight, my friend, if you are confessing to a Christian and you're not walking uprightly before God, you never knew him. The Bible teaches me over there, if you are practicing sin, then you've never known him. Oh, praise God, I'm telling you tonight, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have no desire to walk in darkness, but you have a desire to walk in the light as Christ is the light. Praise God. He is the light of this world. And I thank God tonight that I know who I can call upon, and he will hear us and he will answer us. I tell you, this is a time that we know that we might make a mistake. We got to call upon God and ask him to forgive us of it. Paul said he had to out daily to the sins of the world. He could not continue in sin. I tell you what, praise God, Paul had to change. And he said, behold, all old things passed away, and I become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Whenever he accepted the Lord into his life, he changed. He wasn't Saul no more. Praise God, and I'm telling you tonight, when God saves your soul, you're not going to be the same person that you were. Sure, you'll have the same look, and you'll have the same name, but on the inside of you, it should be changed. Hallelujah. You should not have that same talk in there. You should not have the same desire in there that you had, because God's word said to come out from amongst them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you here tonight, praise God, that we, if we want to do anything, we're going to have to come out from amongst them and touch not the unclean things of this world. If we do that, we're not pleasing unto God. And I'm telling you tonight, my friend, if you're out there and you've got a desire to hang with the sinners and to do with the sinners, do the same thing that they did, my friend, you've not got a testimony that you're pleasing unto God. But I know God has come. I know Jesus come into this world to seek to save that which was lost. And he told us to go out into the highways and the hedges and propel them to come in, lay a hold on them and bring them into the house of God. And that's what we're trying to do tonight, is lay a hold on you out there in your spirit. If you're not chosen of God and not walking uprightly before God, we're praying that before this broadcast is over tonight, that you will ask God to come into your life and change you and make you whole. My friend, you can be changed. You can be changed in a moment. All you got to do is just ask the Lord to come into your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going into 1 Corinthians, 10th chapter, and verse 21. Praise God.
You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You see that there in the 10th chapter and verse 21? Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of the devils. You see, praise God. There's God's word of separating us right there. If you're confessing to be a Christian, my friend, you're going to have to separate yourself. You're going to have to come out from amongst this world and be a separate people. You're going to have to be obedient unto God's word. And this is what his word is telling us here. You cannot be partakers of both of them. Praise God. I'm telling you, tonight, if you think you can be partakers of both of them, more likely you're a partaker of Satan. because you cannot serve God and mammon. You're going to serve one or the other. Are you going to serve one and hold to the other? My friend, there ain't no way that you can do that because you're going to have to come out from amongst them and be separate, saith the Lord. I praise God tonight because God is a-moving, hallelujah. We're turning back to 2 Corinthians, the seventh chapter, praise God, hallelujah. And starting in verse 1.
Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's 2 Corinthians, 7th chapter, and verse 1. Know ye not. See. Know ye. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm wrong one. I'm sorry about that. Bear with me just for a minute. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians
7:1.
I'm still wrong place. Praise God. Turn too many pages. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just bear with me there for a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, hallelujah. Okay, 2 Corinthians 7th chapter and verse 1. Okay, I was right on the page there to start out with. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirits, perfecting wholeness in the fear of God. You know, I thank God there tonight. He's telling us that we're going to have to purify ourselves in the Lord. You know, I tell you, today people are going to have to wake up and start. I've said a lot of times, smell the coffee. They're going to have to start reading and studying what the Word tells us. And if we want to be anywhere near God, we're going to have to do what He said there. And He said right there in that verse, He said, cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirits, perfecting wholeness in the fear of God. You know, whenever we do that, we can be able to stand up and say that we're pleasing unto God. But, you know, until then, my friend, I'm telling you, if we've got any sin at all in our life, then we're not pleasing to God because God's Word tells us there that we're not, no sin's going to enter into the kingdom of God. I'm telling you tonight, praise God, if you've got sin in your life, you're not going to go into the presence of God. You're going to have to come out from that if you want to make heaven your home. That's my desire is tonight, is make heaven my home, praise God. We're going into 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and verse 17.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Praise God. You know, that's whenever we can look back over into, I believe, in the book of Acts, where Saul was there. And, you know, he was on the road to Damascus, had letters in his hands that he was going over there and he was going to kill all the Christians. He was going to torture them. He was going to put them in jail and prison because they were Christians. And he was full of darkness. But, you know, praise God, right here is what he said after the light come from heaven and struck him down. And he cried out, "Oh Lord," he said, "Who art thou?" And he said, "The Lord Jesus Christ, who thou persecutest." This is what Paul is making a statement over here in the 2 Corinthians and the 5th chapter, in verse 17. It said, "Behold, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things become new. And you know, praise God, he wasn't Saul no more because his old man was crucified and it was buried, praise God, and he become a new creature, hallelujah. And tonight, my friend, if you are getting your heart wound up and getting it lined up with the Word of God, you can become a new creature in Christ Jesus. I tell you, I thank God tonight for this verse. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that I know that I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I thank God tonight that I knew, hallelujah, January the 19th of 1975, when the Lord come into my life, I left from that place a different person. Praise God, and I'm telling you tonight, hallelujah, if you're a child of God, then whenever you become a child of God, then all old things have passed away. You're not no more who you were, because you become a new creature, and you need to walk in the love of God and walk in the peace of God and walk in His understanding. And if we'll do that, then we, praise God, can go with the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Colossians, the third chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. And verse 24 and 25.
Bear with me just a minute till I find it here. Okay, Colossians 3:24 and 25. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons.
Praise God. You know, I thank God tonight. God's word telling us right here in verse 24, know that of the Lord ye shall receive the righteous reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. You know, I tell you tonight, my friend, if you want to receive a reward of the Lord, you're going to have to serve Him. You're going to have to come out from amongst the world and be separate, praise God, because you cannot serve two of them and be right. And right there in verse 25, it tells us right here, these two verses separate us. These two verses right here tell us what we can expect. In verse 25, it says, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he have done, and there is no respect of person. You know, God don't have no respect of a person. If we're doing wrong, we're going to receive the wrong of God's wrath. And you know, I don't want to receive the wrath of God. I want to see the presence of Him. I want to be like David. I want to hear Him say, "Well done, you've been faithful over a few things, and now I'm going to make you rulers of many things." And praise God, God can do that if we will be obedient unto Him and we'll do what He wants us to do. We can do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight that God is calling people out of this world that is got their hearts right and got it clear with Him. How they'll be able to receive a righteous man's reward. But if they're not, they're going to be called out, and they're going to receive the reward of the wrong that they did. And I tell you tonight, my friend, this is the time that we need to know, hallelujah, where we stand with God. And we can do that by the just being obedient unto him, praise God, as Betty reads again, praise God, hallelujah.
Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord.
Praise God. That's coming out of Joshua 24 and verse 14 and verse through 16. So that's
Verse 15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the God of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Praise God.
And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods.
Praise God. I'm going to tell you tonight, you heard the reading of his word right there, God forbid that we forsake the living God and serve other gods. You know, I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm like that. Hallelujah. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I tell you tonight, my friend, you can say the same thing. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know who you're going to serve tonight, but I tell you, he said, choose this day who you shall serve. I tell you, tomorrow may never come, my friend. This is the time and the hour that we need to really dedicate ourselves unto the Lord. This ain't no time that we try to walk straddle the fence. You cannot do that. You're going to have to come out from amongst them, praise God, and be a separate people. If you want to be God's children, I'm going to tell you tonight, whosoever will call upon his name shall be saved. It's just that simple tonight, my friend. If you want to call upon the Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your life, you can do that. And God will come into your life, and he will change you, and he'll make you whole. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going over into Matthew, the sixth chapter, and starting in verse 24.
No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
Praise God. You see, I kind of got ahead of myself there a while ago, but right there it says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, else he will hate or hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Praise God. You know, right there tells us tonight, my friend, like I've been trying to tell us all night, you know that we cannot serve two masters. We're going to serve one or the other. And I'm going to tell you tonight, I choose to serve the Lord. I choose God tonight over all the darkness out there, because I've tried both sides of the fence. And I found when I got on the Lord's side that everything went a lot better and a lot smoother. And I tell you, praise God, I don't have to worry about all the troubles that comes up my way, because I've got somebody to fight the battle for me. All I've got to do is call upon his name and look to him, because he is the Alpha and the finisher of my faith. And as long as I look to Jesus, I know that he's going to fight the battle for me, because he's told me that he would. I tell you, I thank God for everything that God is doing for us, if we'll just only let him be our master and our leader. He'll walk in us, he'll talk in us, And the Holy Ghost said that he would lead us and guide us into all the truth. I believe tonight that we need to just realize that God is still God, and he's still doing the works in our lives that we'll let him do. Praise God. I thank God tonight for this. Hallelujah. Praise God. Romans, the 6th chapter. Praise God. Turn over to Romans, the 6th chapter, starting in verse 1. Praise God. Hallelujah.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized unto his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, and like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Amen. Praise God. You know, right there in verse 1, it says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? You know, God forbid, praise God, that we walk in sin. He wants us to walk in the light of him, and if in him is no light, no darkness. He's all light, and I thank God tonight. Praise God that he did tell us right there in them next two words. God forbid, hallelujah. Praise God. God forbid now, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? You know, if we're dead to sin, how shall we live therein? Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight if we're dead to sin, we don't have sin reigning in our bodies, in our lives, because he tells us in another passage of scriptures that whenever we become a child of God, we don't have sin in our life. I'll praise God. And right there in verse 3, it says, know ye not that so many of us were baptized unto Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. You know, praise God, whenever Jesus Christ, he come and went to the river of Jordan there for John to baptize him. And John saw him a-coming, and John said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And he come out there, and Jesus, he told Jesus that you come to me for baptizing. He said, I need to be baptized of you. Jesus said, this is to fulfill the scriptures. In other words, he's telling us here, if we're baptized in him, hallelujah, then we shall live, praise God, with him. Hallelujah. Let's read on down into the verse 4. It says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ were risen, was raised up from the dead by the grave, by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. You know, praise God. I thank God tonight that if we're baptized into Jesus, you know, and that's getting saved, that's coming out from amongst the world, hallelujah. That is asking the Lord to come into our life, and that is to change us, praise God. And if he does that, then we should walk uprightly before him, hallelujah. In verse 5, it says, For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, he shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. You know, praise God, as Jesus come up out of the water, he was showing that he had been buried and that he was risen from the dead, you know, and that's the way we are tonight. We get saved, we need to go and be baptized, hallelujah, and get baptized, and whenever we come up out of that water, then we're coming up out of the grave, the liquid grave, just like Jesus did there. Praise God, and I thank God tonight. Right there in verse 6, it says, know this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. You know, praise God. Tonight we should not serve sin, my friend. If we've have been saved and been washed in the blood of Jesus, then we should come out from amongst them and be a separate people. I thank God tonight, hallelujah, for this scripture and for this word that we're hearing tonight, that we're reading. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. And you know, tonight that's all we're trying to do, is to try to tell you, if you're confessing God to be your Savior, then you're going to have to come out from amongst the sin that you now walked in, that you used to walk in, because we read over there a while ago where that Paul said, behold, all old things have passed away. I'm telling you tonight, praise God, if you are a child of God, then you are going to have to separate from this walk of life, from this darkness that you was born into. I thank God whenever Jesus saved your soul, you become a new creature. And I tell you tonight, my friend, if you're a new creature, then you're not going to walk in sin, praise God, but you're going to walk separated from this walk of life that you walked. Praise God. I thank God tonight that we can walk in the love and the unity of Jesus Christ. We're going to be coming out of First Thessalonians, the first chapter, and verse 9 and 10.
For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, right there in verse 9, it says,
For they themselves show us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
Praise God. You see, he said how that we turned from idols to serve the living God. And I'm telling you tonight, my friend, that's all we need to do, is just to make sure that everything is like God wants us to be, and be pleasing unto God. And you know, God is a God. He's a jealous God. He said not to have no other gods before him. I'm here to tell you tonight, praise God, if you got another God beside the Lord Jesus Christ, you've got the wrong one, because there's no other God tonight except Jesus Christ. To worship him in spirit and in truth, you're going to have to turn. I tell you tonight, if you want to get saved, there's no other name given under heaven that whereby that you can be saved, but only call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you call upon him, he's willing the Savior. After all, he left the throne and come down here and walked on this earth for 33 and a half years, and he gave his life on the cross that you could have life and have it more abundant. My friend, tonight, all you got to do is just ask him to come into your life and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins and my trespasses. And if you'll do that, then he will come into you. And all you got to do is accept it by faith. Hallelujah. If you get saved, you got to accept it by faith. I thank God tonight that there are a few people out there that's accepting Jesus Christ by faith. Praise God. As Benny reads again in the Romans, the 6th chapter, and verse 22 and 23.
But now being made free from sin and become servants of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life.
Go ahead and read the next one.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Praise God. See, that's all we got to do, my friend. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's what I'd like for you to do tonight. Before we go off the air, I'd like to just ask you to kneel down, Summers. And if you're a bed passion or whatever and you can't kneel down, I'd just like to ask you to just bow your eyes and your head to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into your life and change you, that you would want to make heaven your home. You don't want to go to that devil's hell to burn throughout eternity. I'm here to tell you tonight, my friend, all we've got to do is just ask the Lord to come in. He said in Romans 10:13 over there that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you shall believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead with heart believing, mouth confession and righteous made unto salvation. I'm here to tell you tonight, my friend, all you got to do is just ask him. Let's pray that little prayer right now. I'm not going to pray for you. You got to pray for yourself, but I'll pray with you. Let's ask the Lord to come into your life and change you, and you make heaven your home. Hallelujah. We got any more to read? Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray with you right now. Lord God, we come before you right now. Lord Jesus, you see the people out there, God. Lord, we're just asking you, God, that soul, God, that has been mixed up in this world, God. Lord, that don't know you as their personal Savior. Lord, we just ask you, God, we know that they cannot serve two masters. Lord, just asking you, God, to let them choose this day, God, to serve you. And Lord, let them come and ask you, God, to come into their life. And Father, forgive them of their sins. Lord, forgive them of their trespasses. And Lord, we're believing, God, that you're going to do that. And Father, we just ask you, God, just let them pray that sinner's prayer on their own, God. And Lord, let them turn from their wicked ways and turn to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, as they turn to you, God, all they got to do, Father, is come and ask them. And we know that, God, because we come to you and ask you for ourselves. And Lord, we just ask you, God, that you'll separate them from this world and let them be separate, God. And let them become a new creature in you, God. And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to just go ahead and go off tonight. We want to say we thank God for all the call-ins. We thank God for you being a part of it and listening to us and praying for us. And we pray that there's been somebody out there tonight that's confessed Jesus as their personal Savior. Praise God. So we'll say good night to you. God bless you until next week. So have a good one. God bless you. Bye.